Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of MBA Peculiarities. It's been 2 months, kind of, since my last episode, and the playoffs are over since, well, last night for me. But I haven't uploaded a single episode about the playoffs. I just took a break. I still watch the playoffs and I'm still going to talk about it today. But I'm just going to keep it a bit shorter. Because if I'm going to talk about series per series, we're going to be here for a long time. And honestly, the most I got to say is about the NBA Finals. So, yeah, the most of this is about the NBA Finals, just so you know. But let's talk a little bit about the playoffs, right? So we have round one, Philly versus Washington. Philly wins 4-1. Well, who didn't expect to win over Philadelphia? Props to Washington that they could actually take the game. Joel Embiid dominated. That's all I had to say. That's all I have to say about the series, because that is kind of what there is to say. Especially looking back at it, when, like, that's like at least that's a month, and that's more than a month ago, that series. And if I'm going to talk about it now in detail, you don't really remember it, so I'm just going to keep it in general. New York versus Atlanta, I honestly expected this to be a way closer series, at least like 6 games, but Atlanta did it in 5. Atlanta dominated, Trae Young dominated, that team played like a machine, it was great. New York didn't know what to do. Again, all I have to say, just that I expected a bit more of the Knicks. Honestly, I thought they might even win the series, but fine. Milwaukee versus Miami, yeah. I'm a Miami Heat fan, and after that first game, Chris Middleton game winner with like 1 second left or something like that in overtime, I was like, okay, they needed a game winner in overtime, we're good. Then they dominated us, and we lost every game by at least 10, if I remember correctly. At least we lost every game by enough points, so let's keep it that way. And, Giannis dominated, Drew Holiday, defensively, offensively. Same goes for Giannis, two-way player, but we're gonna get through that because NBA Finals, But, anyways, we got dominated. That's, again, that's all I have to say. Brooklyn versus Boston. I remember that I said in the episode of 2 months ago, Boston can take one game if Jason Tatum steps up and drops like at least 50. They did exactly that. They took one game where Jason Tatum steps up, and that's it. Then we're going to the West, Utah versus Memphis. Utah, just a better team. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell were just better than Ja Morant, honestly. So, LA Clippers versus Dallas Mavericks. That could have been gone anyway. Because it went to 7. And, LA Clippers have more of a team as a whole. And the Dallas Mavericks right now, I hope that they can improve it in the offseason, is Luka Doncic, right? But still, Luka did his thing in Game 7. And LA still won, but I feel like a couple possessions that are differently, and you haven't, and Dallas wins that game. But you can talk about that for every game. Like, if in every game possessions are differently, they win. But anyways, props to the Mavericks for making a 7-game series, or actually for the Clippers, because I thought they weren't they behind? Didn't they lose the first 2 games? Yeah, anyway. Just great series to watch. I really enjoyed that series. Denver versus Portland. Denver wins. Damian Lillard did his thing. Wasn't enough. I'm honestly thinking he's going to request a trade. Actually, I hope it for him and his career, because he's been so loyal to Portland. And I think that after this time, it's enough, and that he can go ring chasing. At least that's what I would do. But, for a person, if you're really loyal to a team, I don't know, might be differently. Denver missed Jamal Murray throughout the rest of the playoffs as well, but they still win it. Still won the series thanks to MVP Nikola Jokic, of course. Phoenix versus LA, fairly simple. Devin Booker dominated. Chris Paul played amazing, even though he got injured, right? Yeah, I think he got injured on his shoulder. Yeah, you know, it's more than a month ago. I can't even really remember this, but all I know is that you could see, at least that's what I thought it was. Of course, LeBron was coming back from an injury, but I also think it was kind of age finally playing up, you know. Or not finally that I'm happy with it, but it just seems more natural. It's so, honestly, respect to LeBron for still being considered one of the greatest at like, what, 36, 37, maybe even 38 years old. So props to him, really. But it's not more than normal that age is catching up, you know. So this might have been the last, how do I say, this might be the first, not the last, this might be the first thing we see of LeBron getting a bit worse. Well, like, not worse, yeah, well, just, anyways, just not being the same that he was, which is not more than normal. We could have seen this coming years ago. And, you know, LA had quite some players coming back from injury, and they just weren't ready for prime time yet. And, well, in the end, they still lost to a finalist, a team that dominated the rest of the playoffs. So, it could have been worse, and they still lost in six. So, nothing to be ashamed about for the LA Lakers. Philadelphia, Atlanta, that's something else. Also, a series that I really enjoyed watching. You know, just because you could really see that Philly thought they had a solution for Trae Young, and then they still win the series. You know, Atlanta coming back from a 26-point deficit, and yeah, it's just props to Atlanta of getting there, and props to Trae Young, most certainly. But also, like, the signing of Bogdanović in the offseason really helped the Hawks, so props to the offseason. Gallinari, it's not Rondo anymore, but Lou Williams, like, they improved their bench and some other players, so you could really see that. Then Milwaukee, Brooklyn, I think Brooklyn would have won this easily if James Harden would have been injured. So here you can see a what if, because Milwaukee wouldn't have won this championship, and Giannis might even not ever have gotten a ring. I don't think that was correct English, but you get my point. And then, you know, and they still went to Game 7. It was not Game 7, I think it was Game 5 or Game 4. One of the games, you know, Kevin Durant put up a performance for the ages, 49 points, more than 10 rebounds, and about 9 assists, so almost a 49-point triple-double. Yeah, that's great, but James Harden got injured in that series, if I can remember correctly. You know, in that Game 7, he was kind of limping, and then his three-pointers were off one leg. I mean, he takes three-pointers off one leg, but you could really see he was struggling. Kyrie Irving was out, you know. If they had those three players together, it would have gone anyway, but... or not anyway, I think it would have gone to Brooklyn, but still props to Milwaukee of getting there, because it was still a hard-fought series. LA, Utah, well, you could just see that Paul George... it's now playoff P to start off with. And yeah, that team just, I don't know, more of a unit or more experience in the playoffs. I think it's either one of those two, because on paper, especially through the regular season, those teams were really equal to each other, and Utah was even better. But, you know, playoffs. Okay. Sorry for that. Yeah. But playoffs can always go differently, you know? And, you know, and we saw that here. And also, I honestly expected LA to win this. I don't know why, it was just a gut feeling, but I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say about it, but props to LA of getting there, I guess. But, Denver, Phoenix dominated, all I have to say. DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker. Man, at that point in time, they were the best three players in the league. There's no denying. Oh, Philly, Atlanta, of course, Ben Simmons passing up wide open dunk, you know, or layup, or was it? I can't remember, but he's probably getting traded. But trade rumors, silent rumors, we're all gonna get through that in another episode. But, you know, I expect Ben Simmons to get traded, but I think everybody does. Or maybe Joel Embiid is tired of it and just walks into that office and says, oh, I want to leave. That's also a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying it's a possibility. Just depends on if they can find the good trade for Ben Simmons, and if Joel Embiid thinks this takes too long, he's going to just request to trade himself. Then Denver Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix dominated. DeAndre Ayton was amazing. Chris Paul was amazing, Devin Booker was amazing, and the rest of the team around it, you know, Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder, and then their bench also played good, and some other plays great. So if you have a team that plays so well against Denver that lost Jamal Murray, it's not more than normal that they win it. That they swept them was kind of a surprise. I thought Denver would at least take one game, but still, deserved win for Phoenix. The semifinals, Atlanta finally loses. It's not that I want them to lose, but it just seems more than normal that one was somewhere gonna stop, and that they took Milwaukee to 6 means that they are around the same quality as Phoenix, I guess. No, that's not true. But I mean, in my opinion, Phoenix is a better team. The finals play teams always play better, so that's just it. Atlanta couldn't contain Giannis, that's all I have to say, and Milwaukee could contain Trae Young a little bit, so still props of making a 6-point game for a 6-game series, Jesus, for Atlanta. And then we have the other series, LA versus Phoenix. Well, that LA won it, lost it, you know, without Kawhi Leonard through a team that's on a roll at Phoenix wasn't a real surprise. Playoff P did his best, but, you know, he couldn't compete with Devin Booker dropping 30 and 40 point games. Chris Paul doing his thing, you know. Through the playoffs, without the finals, I feel like DeAndre Ayton was the best big man, maybe except for Jokic and Joel Embiid, right? But he was absolutely competing with that. And then they hit the finals, and he just got dominated by Giannis and couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, but still fine. So in that series, DeAndre Ayton also most certainly had his impact. And that we get to the NBA finals. Milwaukee won it for me last night around 4 a.m. I didn't really watch it because I went to sleep. They won it, and props to them. Props to Giannis finally winning his championship. He really deserves it. He has already clinched a Hall of Fame spot. You know, two MVPs, a Finals MVP, and a Larry O'Brien Trophy. Man, you're going into the Hall of Fame. So props to him. Also, props to Devin Booker. You know, it's his first playoffs. You can't forget about that. It's his first playoffs, and he dropped 40-point games in the finals. So, props to him. It just wasn't enough. I mean, Phoenix took the 2-game lead and was like, okay, we're gonna get... Then I fought at that point when Phoenix was up 2-0. I was like, we're gonna get a 6-game series, 4-2 for Phoenix. And it turned around and was 4-2 for Milwaukee. But I still had it right at a six-game series. Hey... But, you know, what I here also want to say is the props to the front office of Milwaukee. They signed Drew Holiday, right? Or did they trade for him? No, they signed him. They signed him, and props to them because offensively it's a huge help. He's better than Eric Bledsoe, in my opinion. He's a two-way player. His defense is really important for them. And I really believe that his addition helped them win this championship. Props to, you know, also some other things that they did. PJ Tucker scored 0 points in game 6. I think in total in the series he scored like 6 points, 7 points, maybe 8. But he's there on defense, and that's what Milwaukee needed. Like points that they can get that from Giannis, they can get that from Drew, they can get that from Brook Lopez, they can get that from honestly everybody in the starting lineup can score. But they needed some defense on their bench, and they got that. Then of course I'm going to the big man. He's not the center, but the big man in the finals, Giannis Antetokounmpo. My guy, you're amazing, especially in this finals. Like in game 6, that man just dropped 50 points and had 5 blocks. So he's amazing on the offensive end, and he's amazing on the defensive end. He's one of the best defensive players in the league, and then like one of the, if not the best offensive players in the league. Well, maybe not the, because he's not that great from behind the line, the 3-point line, and also the free throw line, except for this game. 17 from 19, so we went from Shaquille O'Neal to Stephen Curry, or from Shaquille O'Neal to, who's another great free throw shooter, James Harden. So he did that amazingly. 17 from 19 from the line is amazing, especially for him. And props to him, and he really deserves the finals MVP. And great run by Phoenix. I wish them the best of luck for next season, because if they can keep this team together with maybe a couple of additions, I mean, of course, then the roster will be full, so some players will have to leave, but they might be good enough to actually win it. And by next year, Devin Booker will have more experience, dropping 50 in finals instead of 30 and 40 point games. But it was amazing run by Phoenix. Props to them. And another point, Coach Budenholzer. Man, if you would have told me like a couple of months ago that he would started 3 big men in a finals game, in 2 finals games, win those 2 games, win the series, and be a coach of a championship team, I would have said we would be nuts. Because at that point in time, even last month, I was like, he didn't have to be fired for me, because like they were in the middle of the playoffs and it was okay. But I was like, yeah, there are better coaches out there. And if they don't win it this year, I was like, yeah, then they're gonna have to fire Bud and they have to sign somebody else. They won it, so they're not gonna fire him. But he just won. That man ran a lineup of 3 big men in 2 finals games. That is something that I've never heard of. Like, man, when I saw that lineup, I was like, how on earth did they win the game? But he was like, okay, but this way I can dominate Phoenix on the inside. And he was right, they did that. With still having Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday on the floor for a 3-point shot. So they did that. I mean, Chris Middleton didn't have an amazing game 6, but did hit a couple of big shots down the stretch, Chris Middleton's style. Like that game 5 alley-oop that they did at the end of the game to seal it. The way Giannis blocked that alley-oop, I can't remember in which game it was, but also to seal that game, you know. We really saw some moments for highlights and playoff memories that will be there over 20 years. For example, the way the Heat got that 3-pointer to tie it against the Spurs. See, like those, I feel like we had some moments in this series, and that's what you do it for, right? And it's just amazing to see. Also, I saw a stat on Basketball Reference, and in the NBA playoff stats of this year, in per 36 numbers, per 36 minutes, Giannis Antetokounmpo had the most points. Well, who is surprised? Giannis had the most rebounds. Drew Holiday had the most assists. And I mean, of course, it's always going to be one of the finals teams leading this, or one of the players of the finals teams leading these stats, because they made it all the way through the playoffs. If you just play one series, you're never going to have the most points of the whole playoffs. But the fact that, for example, Giannis had the most points and not Devin Booker, for example, and that he got the most rebounds at, and not DeAndre Ayton or Brook Lopez, who are actually big men and no power forwards. I mean, Giannis could easily play a big man, but he is a big man just playing power forward, but fine. And then Drew Holiday having most assists and not Chris Paul also proves that they were actually better. Not as a team they were better, but also in the individually, because Chris Paul is one of the best playmakers ever, and Devin Booker showed that he could really easily score, or like easily he could really do it. So props to them, also showing that they're in their individual class. And I hope that they enjoy that time, which they're probably gonna do. I mean, that's yeah, that's all I have to say. I recapped the playoffs in 20 minutes. Again, props to the Bucks and props to Coach Bud by winning the finals with a free big man lineup. But anyway, I'm done. I hope you tune in for the next episode. And that's it. Bye-bye.